Hello.
Hi, is that Andre?
Yes.
Rise and shine, it's Tony and Ryan from Australia.
Rise and shine, it's Tony and Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Andre, how are you?
Tired. How are you guys?
Good. It said on your email it will be very early in the morning and I'll probably sound terrible. So thank you for being honest because you do. But will you approve this podcast?
Of course I would.
Yay!
Oh, well, now you can go back to bed.
Hey, it's Andre from London and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome. Happy Tony and Ryan Friday.
In about 35 minutes, we're done for the week.
Yeah.
And by done, I mean going to our day jobs and continuing to work all day and tomorrow.
Love that for us.
Love that for us. Going really well. Coming up, I love when you roll in and go, oh, Torbs has done something.
Yeah. He does a lot.
And it's always the odd purchase. Because he loves the internet.
He does. He loves the internet.
Do you think?
I don't think I've ever met someone who loves the internet as much as Torbs.
Do you think there's one person in every friendship group that you're like, oh, they're the online shopper?
But also the way that, like, if you said anything to Torbs, he'd be like, oh, I read this thing about that the other day, and he's like full bottle on random shit.
Now, why were you sitting down reading a full blog about that?
Like, my brother once mentioned something about wanting to get solar panels on the house. And Torb's like, oh, well, I was just reading this thing the other day and literally knew everything about solar panels. And I was like, bro, why do you know that? He was like, oh, I was just reading about it, popped up. Like, just thought I'd... Like, he's just so good at everything and it pisses me right off.
Doesn't he have a job?
Yeah, he does. He stays up really late and just
and
like reads through the internet.
So Tony, both of us, but especially Tony, very busy time in our lives.
Yes.
Full-time jobs. We're loving doing the pod. You've got a few other projects
on
the go.
Lots of great
shit. A lot of great stuff. But it's just like very time-consuming.
Yeah.
And so the other day, Tony says, oh, how long have you ever sat and watched one show for? We watched 8 episodes of this thing the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you really busy? You always tell me how busy you are.
And I am busy. I've got a lot on.
But how many hours of TV do you watch a week?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. But we like, it's like my wind down thing though.
Yeah.
Like, so after dinner or whatever, like I will happily sit there and just watch like a few episodes of shitty TV just to like switch my brain off.
So it's just when Torbs, who's also got a job, mm-hmm. goes, yeah, I am up to speed with solar power technology.
And good for him.
Is his purchase solar power for your big courtyard?
No, it's not.
Is
it's
it close not. To solar power?
No.
Is it a purchase for him or for you?
Us.
For both of you? Apparently. Oh, is this like when Bridget says, hey, Ryan, I've organised a movie night for us, and then I have to sit there and watch Matthew McConaughey films?
A bit like that, but it took a turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get to it in a bit.
We'll get to that soon. This week we said we are going to watch a classic Australian comedy.
After somebody messaged and said, oh, I just watched the movie The Dish and said, oh, it'd be great if you guys did Aussie comedies. And I was like, actually, that's a really good category of movies. There are so many fucking awesome Australian movies. Like, I think that people sleep on Aussie film and TV.
I rubbed my hands together and thought, we're going to watch The Dish. We're going to watch The Nugget. We're going to watch The Castle. We're going to watch a movie that starts with the word The, apparently.
Definitely. So the options were The Castle, The Dish, The Nugget, The Little Death, which is one of my absolute favourite movies, which did not make
you
the cut.
You talk that up
it's
so
such a
much.
Good movie.
How many votes did that get?
50.
And out of how many?
What did
the winners get?
There was 1,343 votes total. The winning movie got 598 and my movie that I wanted to watch
got 50. Right, okay.
Muriel's Wedding was second. Unfortunately, didn't make it. 290 votes. I love Muriel's Wedding. Have you ever watched it?
Only once, I reckon.
Oh, my God. Maybe need to revisit. It's such a good movie. It is so good. But the winner, like far and away, 600 votes, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Which, all right, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw that got to the lead, if you were, Tony, the audio queen, mm-hmm. to describe our response with a sound, what would that be? Yep.
I've never seen it.
Neither.
And I thought,
I never wanted to.
It's just never come across my desk. You know how like things like are on TV or whatever, so you're like, oh, I've seen bits and pieces of that or whatever. It's just not ever been a movie that I've gone to put on. Can I just say that it is a true piece of Australian art and what a massive part of like the gay Australian community that must have been.
I saw
what an iconic fucking film.
So many people I know in the characters
yeah.
that I saw to go, like you just said, oh, and if that movie came out now, you'd be like, how fun.
Yeah.
But the fact that it came out when it did, you
1994.
Think a whole bunch of my friends probably watched that one, and it's so like wholesome and positive and it's really funny.
It's
and
so
I was the same.
Funny.
I was like, I'm laughing out loud and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. How long did you last until you cried?
Oh, 10 minutes. I cried when they drove away in the bus and like Hugo Weaving's out the back and he's like, bye everyone. And everyone's like, woo.
And they're out front of the, I think it was the Imperial, yeah. which is a real iconic venue.
Yeah. I just couldn't, I've literally got goosebumps right now. I could not believe how amazing of a movie it was. And lots of like one-liners from the movie that I've heard people make. Like, because I watch RuPaul's Drag Race and yep. stuff. So all of the people on there are always like, you know, making funny quips and yeah. saying, like, making references. And there were so many jokes I've heard people say so many times.
And now you know where they're
and
from.
And now I'm like, it's from Priscilla. Like, one of my favorite jokes is, I suppose a fuck's out of the question. And when he said it on the movie, I was like, fucking yes, I know that joke. So good. I have a confession to make, though.
Mm.
I thought Priscilla was a person.
What do you mean?
So the movie, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Don't include spoilers.
I was like, oh, they obviously, because I knew the rough premise of like the drag queens going into.
Fabulous drag queens in the middle of the outback. Yeah. What a fish out of water
and
tale.
And a transgender person as well. Yep. So for then, oh my God, I can't even imagine. They go into the desert and I was like, oh, they obviously meet another drag queen in the desert. It's the bus. The bus is called Priscilla.
That's like in the opening line.
Yes.
We'll call her Priscilla.
Yeah, Queen of the Desert. And he smashes the champagne on the front bull bar on the thing. I didn't know that it was the RV, the bus. I thought that one of them was called Priscilla and that Priscilla was like the drag queen of the desert. That's what I thought. So I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, straight away. Blow my mind. What?
Me too.
Yeah, I was just like, it must be a character in the thing.
There's three of them. So yeah. I'm like, what about Priscilla? The other? What are the other ones?
When does she join the cast?
Well, I just assumed that Hugo Weaving was Priscilla. Same. Who, by the way, Bridget's like, is that the guy from Matrix? And I'm like, yep.
He is so fantastic.
He's fantastic.
They're all great.
Guy Pearce is fantastic.
He's a fucking little hottie, actually.
He is ripped.
Yeah.
And he's
Terrence,
always,
who plays Bernadette. Yeah.
So the guy who plays Bernadette.
Yes.
He's like a classically trained London
he's an
actor.
English, yeah.
Whoa.
He's amazing in it.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, spoilers. It did come out like 30 years ago, but spoilers. I love that Bernadette ends up with Bob.
Yeah.
The guy from the fucking outside of Cooper Petey.
Yes.
And they end up together. But it is just such
a beautiful movie.
Good movie. I bawled, laughed, cried, changed my life. It's honestly so fantastic. And I just can't believe how many lives that would have changed. Like how
You're
many
about to cry again now.
No, I just think it's really special how many like young queer people would have watched that movie and gone like, I fucking fit in somewhere because
yep.
like of that representation.
And
I
that
just,
somewhere doesn't have to be in the desert in a drag show, by the way.
It's anywhere.
Yep.
And, oh, I just thought that was so fucking sad. Obviously, there's lots of, like, little sad bits that happen.
You know what, like, there was a scene in the movie that I was like, oh, I haven't seen this for 20 years and I also don't know that it existed in the real world.
Yeah.
So, when they get to the first town, which I think is Broken Hill.
Yeah.
And they go to the pub and it's, like, one of the first times they're out at night and it's a real, you don't look like everyone else here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those kind of moments and one of those big, the main themes of the movie. So, Bernadette and the like tough bitch local get into that like drinking contest.
The shots off.
Is that a fucking thing that actually happens?
I don't know, but I've seen it on lots of TV shows.
Right, but also not in the last 20 years. You never see that anymore where it's like two people sitting across from each other at a table. Like it's a contest, like they're playing chess.
Yeah.
But they're just going back and back having shots until one of them dies.
I could not.
And people
do
are cheering.
Oh my God. That is my idea of hell.
Right?
I don't know how. I know there's no winner here.
Like, there's no winner in that contest.
No.
Usually when there's sport, one team wins and one team, you both lose.
Because you're both wasted afterwards.
Yeah.
It would feel awful.
And you're like, yeah, I feel so masculine because I drank you. Now I'm going to be sick for 47 hours.
But also, what a waste of money.
Have you bought a shot in a venue? That's like $7.
Yeah, so 10. You're sitting there and like not having fun, but just like drinking a shitload. That sounds
and
awful.
And staring
to me.
At someone you hate?
Yeah.
How dumb.
Like, yeah, imagine just sitting there being really angry and just getting drunker and drunker. You'd end up friends by the end because you go, oh, is it fucking, you want another friend? One?
Yeah, because
I've got another one.
They're
lined
the only
up.
One who can understand you.
Yeah, yeah, because you're both blind. Oh my God. Yeah, I've can't think of anything
that.
Worse.
So similar to that, when they every time they walk into a place, like the bar stops talking.
Everyone
stares
at them.
Yeah,
and they're just like in some of those scenes, they're not even in drag. They're just wearing like hot little clothes or Guy Pearce's character is like not wearing a shirt or something and they're all like, hang on, you're not from here.
How funny is Guy Pearce's character trying to sell the makeup stuff? Yeah. Like that running little joke. So it got me thinking about times when you weren't dressed for the occasion.
Oh.
When you've rocked up and walked in the door and gone, this is not... What we was there a dress code? Was I told about this?
Yeah, I went to school once in free dress, and it wasn't a free dress day, which is pretty traumatic.
So what'd you do? You sort of thrown up and gone home?
Well, my mum dropped me off at school. I was in free dress. She went, "See you, Tone. Pick you up at the
end
of the day."
Why was it free dress? You just assumed it was. Would you have like once a term of free dress day?
It was like. Supposed to be free dress day the following Friday, and we just got like the dates mixed up. Mum dropped me off, and I went, "See you, Mum." She went, "Yep, pick you up at the end of the day, Tone. Love ya." And she drove off, and then I walked into the schoolyard, and I'm like, "Oh, what a fucking loser! You haven't worn your free dress," and then I was the loser.
All thousand of you.
I was wearing an orange Maui and Sons t-shirt, so really stood out.
Oh, you would have slipped right. No one would have noticed.
Against the blue uniforms that we had. Yeah. And I sat there and I cried in the teacher's arms for like 2 hours because they couldn't send me home. It was in like year four or year five. So it's too little
and
to like
go
home.
Hey, innocent mistake. They haven't done, you know, haven't
Oh, yeah.
Done
I didn't
bad.
Rock up like, no, yeah. Like nothing.
And so
you
they
know.
Just cradled little Tony Felicia Lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Then my mum come and picked me up from school afterwards. She was like, "It wasn't jeans for jeans day today, was it?" And I was like, no. And she felt so bad. And then the following Friday when it was free dress day,
yeah, I
didn't go.
Yeah, no.
Because I was like, I'm not fucking risking it again. Well, and I've worn my coolest outfit.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to rewear the same outfit again?
Yeah.
And I'd be too scared because you're like, I can't rock up again.
I can't fuck this.
I'll just take a long weekend.
Blown my choice. Blown my chance.
Just a few weeks ago,
yeah,
I went to the footy at the MCG.
Nice.
With
your friend Johnny.
With Johnny, yep. Had my Hawks scarf on.
Nice.
Hawks beanie. And he said...
Were the Hawks playing or was that just your choice?
Just my choice.
Yeah.
Oh. And Johnny goes, a few friends are at a bar in town and there's free drinks going at this bar.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so there, Jackie.
Yeah, so the MCG's like 5-10 minute walk from the middle of the city. So he's like, well, let's go to that bar. Let's have a few beers there, you know, hang out there for a bit. Then we'll go to the game after. It's like, okay, it sounds like a great idea.
Fuck yeah.
So I roll in my Hawthorn Football Club get up in a real good mood.
Of course, because you're like, I'm getting some free fucking beers.
And our mate... who's at the place with free drinks, turns out to be Daisy Pierce, who is the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, the women's AFL.
Yeah.
And they just lost the grand final.
Oh.
And she plays for Melbourne, which is in fact not my team, Hawthorn.
Oh.
So they're kind of having their...
Are the colours at least similar?
No. Oh. Melbourne's red and blue.
Yeah.
And so they're all in like the club polo shirt, you know, the red and blue. And it's very much like... Oh, you know, we should be proud of ourselves, girls. We made the grand final.
That would have been kind of a fancy event, right? As well.
It wasn't the formal event, but it was very much like we've just lost and we're just commiserating as a team.
Yeah.
And we probably don't want to talk about footy. We're just here together because you don't want to go home after a big loss and sit around by yourself.
Yeah. Yep.
So I roll in my Hawthorn Football Club gear. A few beers in.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Johnny for a while. Because of COVID, haven't been to the football. And I'm in a fucking great mood. And I don't know that it's the Mel... All I know is a friend has free drinks going.
Yeah. And so you're like, all right, well, I'm barred up for that. Here we go.
Blast in the front door. Oh, Johnny! What do we got? Hey, Daisy, what are you doing? Good to see. What is this?
It's a funeral.
It's a funeral for our season.
Oh, fuck.
was really embarrassing.
Oh my God. And you're just like trying to stuff your scarf into your pocket or something. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And and one of the people at the bar was a tarpa and came and asked for a photo.
Oh.
And I said, do you
please
realize...
don't attract any attention. I was to like, me.
First of all, don't attract any attention. Second of all, do you realize some of the best athletes in the country are in this room? Why are you coming for me for a photo? Like this is, and this is not the time.
Meet me on the way out.
Yeah. but when I was in year 12, though, back in the day, little Ryan, when I was in English class with Daisy, actually.
Oh.
Name
dropper.
We had, well, I'm just trying to link the stories because, I mean, one of the great transitions. We had to do a speech. Did you have to, at end of high school, like one of your English assignments was like the oral presentation?
Oh, yeah.
So.
I love that shit.
You're a good debater?
Yeah, master debater.
So what did you wear for your like presentation or debate or whatever you had to do?
I think we just had to wear our uniform.
Mm. So we didn't have a school uniform at my school.
Oh, yeah, and you didn't have to wear shoes.
Well, here is the matter.
Oh.
So I live pretty close to school.
Yep.
And would regularly, as Tony's pointed out, not worn shoes. It wasn't the rule that you didn't have to wear shoes.
It was just like,
I just didn't wear shoes that often.
Yeah.
I mean, what a hassle.
I guess so.
And we got to put them on. Then what? You get home, take them off again?
Sure. You're so efficient with other time. So, yeah. It makes sense that you, you know, block out your time. You can't, there's no way.
So, it turns out that there's kind of like this thing where one aspect of your oral presentation is the like visual presentation.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, oh, I want to look schmick. Like,
I'm doing a speech
together
on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so most people wear a suit or like, you know, just look, and maybe not a tie, but like a button up because I'm in year 12, my last year of high school, this is my formal presentation. You actually get the day off and you go, your speech is at 11:30, you just come in, you make your speech and go home. So I've rolled in.
Oh, Ryan.
No shoes. Some like baggy kind of tracky pants, and just like a basketball singlet that I've thrown on and just rolled down to school in. And my speech was about the importance of globalization and the impacts on the Australian economy.
Oh, supply and demand.
I'm aware. So I'm there rattling off like economic theory, talking about the
looking
exchange
like a
rates.
Fucking bum.
And I got marked 0 out of 10 for appearance, and it was out of 50.
So hang on, you got 0 out of 10 for appearance, but what did you get out of 50? What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, 0 out of 10 is for appearance, and so-and-so must have been for, like, research and preparation and presentation, whatever.
So they're like, oh, great speech, but you look like a fucking bum.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
No, Ryan, as if you wouldn't have just popped some shoes on.
Well, when no one else is at school, it's hard to just walk into a year 8 class. Oh, you! What are you doing with those shoes?
Well,
wearing them?
Why didn't
give it to me for 10 minutes.
You could have just
who's
put them on.
Who's got a size 11?
Could have just put them on at home.
Well, I didn't know about this until I got there and saw everyone else in suits and was like, again, like our mates walking into the pub at Broken Hill, and as soon as you open the door, you go, oh!
Hey, it's Andre from London, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A big thank you to a few of our champion tarpers that have signed up over the last few weeks. Love to see it.
Love to see it.
Very, very cool. Thank you, Tori James, Tegan Anno, Danny Payne, Sarah Disha Neto, LC Rodriguez, Mindy Lane, Weasel P, and Nadine Al J. Thank you so, so much for your support. Buying our exclusive content, you love to see it.
Is this offensive or is this a compliment?
Tell me.
A lot of people who have signed up to be tarpers recently,
yeah.
When you DM us on Patreon, we'll message you back usually within a day or two. It's been a busy week for the Patreon, as you know. A lot of people go, hey, thanks so much for the shout out. I can't believe you said my name right.
Yep.
Is that nice? Or is it weird that they're just assuming that we'll fuck it up?
I just try my hardest. I really do. I try my hardest.
And is your hardest enough?
Apparently not. And between the two of us, neither of us are very good at it.
At reading and writing and talking.
Names are hard. Especially when you've got a really shitty white name like me, Tony Lodge.
You can't fuck that up.
You cannot go wrong. Like, really.
Ryan John Dunn. Which one of those words are you going to fuck up?
Exactly. Like,
so, I was on TV the other day and one of the hosts called me Brian.
What? Did you say anything?
It was Sammy Lucas.
Did you say anything?
So they're like, oh, as Brian said, and I was like, I didn't say anything.
You're like, oh, were they on earlier? Did they say the exact same thing as me? You like go crazy, you like smash up a TV. Well,
she was a guest, so we do the segment together. So she wasn't the permanent host. She was also doing the like, you know, topics of the day. And like you said before with Helen back, it literally says our name on the screen.
Yeah, you can't not know someone's
It's Ryan.
Name. Yeah, imagine that though.
And the whole Channel 7 screeches to a halt.
Like, sorry, Sammy, actually, it's Ryan. And she's just like, oh, what the fuck? That's not worth you interrupting me.
I'd called her a queen a minute earlier and really pumped her up.
What? Why are you pumping other women up? You pump me up and only me.
Okay.
We're exclusive.
You know, you're right. From this day forth,
can't believe you would do
I will not pump another woman.
Other your poor wife Tony trying Lodge. To have a baby.
Yeah, I know.
That's not going to work.
Makes it slightly more difficult when you're not
pumping. All right. Anyway, moving
How
right
did we
along.
Get here?
Moving right along. So we were talking about before how my boyfriend Torbs loves the internet.
Loves the internet.
And very early on in the podcast, there was like a story that I told about how whenever he orders something online, he kind of keeps me across the movements of the package.
I think this was not like the first episode.
It was one of the – it's a very early one. And how he had given me updates and updates and updates about this thing that
it's now in Kentucky.
That it was in Kentucky. And then he goes, why would it have gone to the middle of America? Because it actually like should have gone south because it's gone. Anyway, it was a whole thing.
We now know that Kentucky is
the distribution center for UPS.
And thanks for everyone who messaged me, the international shipping manager of the Frank Green water bottles, and suggested Kentucky as a depot.
We all know that he loves this anyway. And so normally whenever he's ordered something, I like know
well
about
across it.
Yeah, I know about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. You fucking bought this thing. How exciting. Anyway, the other day we were working from home and the doorbell rings and I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm not expecting anything. Torb's like jumps up, runs to the door, runs downstairs and like comes back.
Is he buying drugs on the dark web?
Well, I was like, what the fuck? I'm normally across it.
And by across it, I mean, I'm normally so fucking overhearing about it. By the time it gets here, I don't fucking care.
Well, I had a taste of like the other side. Because normally I know too much information.
Yeah, and now you know not enough.
And now I didn't know, and all of a sudden I was like, "Well, I feel is there really another left woman? Out. What have you?
Who's he chatting to?
What have you bought that you didn't tell me about?
We share our finances. We live our life together."
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, that's a bit weird. He runs downstairs.
The fact that he runs, Torbs is not a runner.
He like jumps out of his chair. He's like, "I'll get it," and I was like, "Oh, what okay, are you hiding? What the fuck?" He walks downstairs. He comes all the way back, and he's got this little box. No.
It's a hierarchy of communication. Have you been proposed to and not told me?
No. Bigger than that. Bigger box than that.
Oh, I thought you meant bigger news. And I was like, fuck.
No.
If you're engaged, I'd expect to know about it.
Bigger news than that. He comes back with this little box. It's like, yay big. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway, he comes back and I was like, what did you get? What have you organized? And he goes, this. Is going to change your life.
Your life. Tony's life.
It's going to rock your world. And I was like,
What the fuck is it?
What the fuck is this thing? You know how in our
house. Are
you
excited or scared at this point? Well, like, I'm just explain like,
what
the feeling.
I'm just like, what are you I was at work. Like, I was working from home. So I'm just like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, I'm online. And you know how in our house it's like our room is right at the end of the house and like our
opens out onto the huge courtyard?
Yeah, and our like wardrobe is down like in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, he like runs down to our bedroom and all of a sudden I hear and I'm thinking,
oh my God.
We're fucking on here.
I know I'm at work, but someone call a lunch break because he's bought a sex toy and something's about to fucking send us.
Yeah.
And is that so, what you're thinking?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about
and
that?
I'm like, we're fucking on here.
It's on. A little weekday
and
surprise.
And I'm
afternoon
doing
delight.
That. And I've like, you know, I'm like wiggling my mouse to make sure I'm still online. And you know when you like run and like are taking your pants off, you're kind of like tripping over your pants. And that's kind of what I was like.
Zero to 100, Tony
is like,
back.
What's going on? And this is all I can hear. And I'm like, fucking something good is about to happen. Like, here we fucking go. And I walk down to our room.
Sans pants.
Yeah, and I'm just like, hey, sweetie, where are you? Like, what are you doing? And he's, like, standing behind our wardrobe. And I was like, what the fuck? He shuts the door.
What is that thing?
It is a fucking electric fabric razor. And he's holding a jumper and he's fucking rubbing all over and getting
Get
all
the lint off.
Getting the fucking peeling off his jumper.
And he's like, why aren't you wearing pants?
And he goes, sweetie, isn't this good? Like, look how smooth my jumper is. And he's like holding this jumper up to himself and he's fucking rubbing this thing all over. And it like, put, like, it's pretty cool. But like, he just goes, he's told me that it's going to rock my world. I'm thinking, great, bit of afternoon delight for Tea Lodge.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell work. And it's a fucking fabric lint pill fucking electric razor for a pin piller.
So when did it occur to you that A, you weren't about to get laid and B, you should have pants on for a moment like this?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, pause, everybody. I've got to fucking put my pants back on. Anyway, and he goes, oh, how good's this? Like, and
you
then,
don't even have a cat or a dog. Why have you got so much lint?
No, but this it's for a- like when clothes pill. Like, you know when they but get the little balls?
But why is this
balls?
Such an issue? This... To quote Torps,
yeah.
This is going to rock our world.
Yeah, this is going to change our lives.
Because for someone in my house with a shedding dog,
yeah.
Maybe it would rock our world.
But
because-
this is like, so you know when like a jumper gets peeling like little balls, like because it like rubs on the arm,
oh,
rubs
I get
on
it,
the
yeah.
thing. Yeah, so it's like for that, not for like dog hair. So it like-
Rock our
he's
world.
He's like, this is going to change our lives. Anyway, and then the whole afternoon, he's fucking- The couch, every piece of clothing we own. He had a pair of socks that had started to peel on the outside. Like, I'm not even kidding. There's been less, there's never been less peeling anywhere than in our house. And I'm just standing there like, I thought you were going to have sex with me during work.
How did he react to that? Oh, fuck
and
no.
He was like, what? I can't hear you. You don't love to see
that.
Don't
love to see that.
You don't.
You don't.
There's nothing I've ever loved to see less. I was just like, fuck, we're fucking on here. Like,
what a,
how
what
sexy,
a treat.
How nice. Yeah, no.
You know the theory of the boy who cried wolf? Yeah. Next time Torb says, hey, Tony.
It's going to rock your world.
It's going to rock your world.
I'm going to ask for fucking proof first.
Is this laundry related? Or am I...
Which
oh, no,
world?
It is on...
Which version of the world is it going to rock? Anyway.
Things you love to see.
My you love to see it for today to end out the Tony and Ryan week is a tweet from Rachel Shukert. And M. Rusciano actually posted on Instagram and it fucking sent me. I thought it was so funny. It says, I now text people tweets and videos I think they might like the way my mother cuts things out of the newspaper and sends it to them in the mail.
Oh, my God, that is so true.
And I realised that our text to each other, you and I,
is
like a digital scrapbook of things that we realise we like about each other. And reminded me of another tweet that I saw that someone being your wallpaper on your phone is like the 21st century version of like wearing a locket with someone's photo in it.
Who's your locket?
I actually just have like a generic ocean background. But Torbs's background on his phone, I said it like 8 years ago. It is my face pressed up against the shower screen.
Yeah.
As so it looks like I'm trapped in his phone. So it's my face like smushed up against. It's just a screenshot of it in the thread today.
When was the last time you saw that?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's been
by the time you get home, I reckon the new screensaver is going to be of the little pilling machine.
But him with it, like, holding it like holding this. Up. Like, he loves it.
My screen, the screen on mine, like, what's it called? The backing screen?
Yeah, it's screensaver, yeah.
It used to be of the dog.
Yeah.
And then Bridget was like, why isn't it me?
Oh.
And so now... Have a look at this
It's
picture.
A very cute photo. I love it. Bridget holding a cheeseburger and she's never looked happier in her life.
She's hugging a cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
It is very sweet.
But I love to see that. I thought that was so sweet.
You know what I love to see?
Tell me.
Tonight.
What?
You.
Yeah.
Me.
What?
And a whole bunch of tarpers are going to the Karen restaurant and you're fucking hating it and dreading it and I'm loving it. Tonight's the night.
I'm really excited to meet the Tarpers.
Yep.
Like, we're bringing a few people to
Annalise,
dinner with us.
James, the Drew sisters.
Schmannabelle, Schmalise, Schmannan. Turns out we go to the same beauty parlour, which is lovely.
Really?
We'll have something to talk about. Yep. Yeah. Can't wait.
Me and James share the same husband, so we'll also have something to talk about.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow. More on that later.
Yeah. But if you check out our Instagram stories later on tonight,
we'll do a few stories of us fucking loving life.
I'm going to love it. Tony's terrified and everyone else is there to support you emotionally.
I've got some emotional support animals coming.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Have a great weekend. We'll chat to you Monday.
Nice. Love you. Bye.